To whom do you belong? 1 Samuel 30:13. No one is neutral when it comes to God and Satan. You either serve one or the other. Which one do you belong to? It's a simple answer. Are you born of the Holy Spirit? If so, you serve God. If you're not, you serve Satan. If you're born of the Holy Spirit, you must have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, which means he's your Lord and you are his slave. Yes, if you accepted Christ as your Lord, you by definition are his slave. The Greek word doulos is incorrectly translated as servant, most places in almost all New Testaments. The first translations were taken from the Latin Vulgate, which made the mistake, and subsequent translations continued the error. In the Greek New Testament, all Christians are called slaves of Christ, 1 Corinthians 7:22. Paul, Romans 1:1, James, James 1:1, Peter, Peter 1:1, and Jude, Jude 1, all started their letters by identifying themselves as slaves of Christ. Consider what it means to be a slave of Christ. Flee sexual immorality. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18-20. The New King James Version translates doulos correctly in Romans 6, 16-18. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Matthew 4:10. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. Philippians 3:18-19. If you belong to Christ, let me advise you to do four things. 1. Obey him. Let his word be your law. Let his wish be your will. 2. Love him. Give your heart completely to him. 3. Trust him. Find no rest except in him. 4. Die for him. Consider your old man to be dead, so you can serve in newness of life. We were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4.